This is an audio recorded for the Society for Shamanic Practice membership. I'm Lena Stevens from the Power Path, and this audio is about changing your story. This is a big theme that we are working with these months, this fall of 2019. However, this audio can be listened to at any time because we all have parts of our story that we wish to change. At this time, we consider our story of the past. We consider our story to be a collection of our experiences, a collection of information, traumatic events, ancestry, past life issues, childhood memories. It's a collective that makes us who we are today. There are parts of the story that you're very attached to. Perhaps it was an injustice. Perhaps it was a karma that was not dealt with very well. Perhaps it was something that you did in the past, either in this lifetime or another, that perhaps you wish you wouldn't have. So there is shame, perhaps, as part of your story. Perhaps part of your story includes a lack of self-esteem. Where did that come from? Perhaps part of your story is that you feel victimized. Where did that come from? Perhaps part of your story has it that you simply do not succeed, or that no matter what you do, you can never make enough money, or you can never have the right relationship. Where do all those parts of your story come from? In shamanism, it doesn't really matter where they came from. What matters is what can you do about it now? So this isn't about rewriting your story on a piece of paper. This is about assistance in clearing some of the hooks and threads that make up that tapestry that creates your story. You don't have to release the entire story, just to release those parts of the story that you wish to change. But first, you have to accept the story as it is, in its completeness. Take a deep breath and just be your story with all of its details, all of the ways that you have lived it, with dissatisfaction, no joy, or perhaps great satisfaction and great joy. It doesn't matter. It's an energy. So be your story for a moment. Just sit in it. And from a place of neutrality, simply observe that there may be parts of that story that you wish weren't there, or you would really love to change. So let's clean house. Your story is like your house. And maybe there's parts of it that you've been looking at with dissatisfaction. I really don't like that piece of furniture. Every time I look at it, I feel like I need to upgrade it. So this is about upgrading your story, making it different, choosing a different story. So in order to do that, we have to dissolve some of the attachment. Whether you know it or not, you are attached to your story, because that is how the physical world works. That's how our bodies respond. We are always in survival mode, and so we attach ourselves to what we know. If you walk into a group of people, a party, You're always going to scan for that one person that you know, and you're going to go to them and talk to them, even though they may not be the most interesting person in the room. Perhaps some of you are different. Perhaps some of you are just the opposite, that you go for people you don't know. That's great. It's a sense of adventure. But most of us will gravitate to what we know, whether it's the food on the shelf that we buy, whether it's the person on the street that we recognize, whether it's some brand of toothpaste that we buy, we go for what we know. So what do we know? We know our old stories. We're familiar with that. We're familiar with the suffering. We're familiar with how we operate in the world, even if it's not exactly what we want. So the first part of this process is to really embrace that. Be present. Okay, this is my story. And then see it as just that, as a neutrality. Oh, it's a book. A book is neutral. I can bring emotion out of it. I can react to what's on those pages, but the book itself is neutral. So our story is neutral. And now, just contemplate that there are parts of that story that really don't work for you anymore. They hold you back. They're limiting. They are made up of beliefs that do not serve you. Without needing to know the details, we're going to play some clicking sticks. And if you're listening here, if you're in a position to, I'm inviting you to shake and to jump around and to move your body and shake it all loose so that the patterns energetically that are either connected with your ancestry or patterns that you've created for yourself in this lifetime can just simply get shaken loose. They can dissolve. They can come out of your teeth. They can come out of your bones. They can be shaken loose. And in that, we're shaking loose the story. We're ripping out pages of the book so that you can add something better. Corta, 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 corta. Cambia, 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 cambia. Cambiando, cambiando. Historia, bo, viejocito. Cambia, cambia, corta, corta. Cambia, cambia, corta, corta. Huesocito. Cambia, cambia, corta, corta. Cambia, 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 cambia. Cambia, viejito, cambia, cambia. Historia, viejocito. Limpiando, limpiando. Corta, corta.
Historia, bo, viejocito, bueno, cambiando.
Take a deep breath and blow out all the residue. Do a little more shaking. Take another deep breath. Blow out all the residue. Now, when you clear something out, it's important to refill the space with something new. Otherwise, same old will come roaring back in. So what do you want? What is it about or the parts of your story that you really wanted to clean out, that you wanted to disconnect from? Usually it's something of a lower frequency, something dense, something limiting. So now we're going to fill ourselves back up with the creative material, which is of pure light, that will then begin to create a new story for you. So we're not putting in intentions or words or anything that solid. We're simply bringing in the raw material of spirit that has your best interest, your highest interest in mind, so that you can create what's next for you. Now, some of the elements that go into this are, we want to bring in joy, that frequency of joy. We want to bring in the frequency of love. We want to bring in the frequency of service to yourself and others and the planet. We want to bring in incredible satisfaction. And we want to bring in humor and laughter and pragmatism and anything else that you can think of that you really need right now. Perhaps vitality for your body, healing, whatever it is. It's an energy that you're bringing in, not an idea, not an intention. You're bringing in an energy that's going to guide this creative source from spirit to create the new story for you. Abre, abre los caminos, lumina, lubria, brilla, luminosa luz de cielo, entregado uno corona, abre cada corazón y entre más amor y fuerza. Abre cada corazón y entre espíritu grande, luminando, luminando, cada uno luminando. Brilla, 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 brilla con la luz y amor de espíritu, espíritu. Oh, ave que hay aquí, espíritu grandioso, brilla, brilla cada uno, brilla, brilla cada uno, brilla, brilla cada uno. Many blessings.